heart attack, and we've lost him for all of that effort. Samuel, we have not lost Samuel because he is right here. Yes, good morning, Samuel.
Hey, John, how are you?
Okay, you're in Sydney.
I am. In fact, computer systems seem to be doing that around me this morning.
Computers are crashing too, are they?
Oh, no, when I went to check into the hotel this morning, the first thing that happened was the computers crashed, so they couldn't check me in.
Oh. What time did you arrive at the hotel?
It was a bit before 11 o'clock, so I was very early, but they were happy to...
What, 11 p.m.?
A.m.
Oh, a.m. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
They were happy to check me in anyway, but I was a bit early. Check-in time's supposed to be 2 p.m., but...
but then, of course, the computer crashed. So how long did it take before they could check you in?
Well, they gave me a coffee voucher to go up to their restaurant and have a coffee.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Then I came back down and the computers were still down. So they said, well, you can leave your baggage with the concierge and perhaps go and have some lunch somewhere. So I went off to Chatswood when I got back. The computers were running and I was able to check in.
Canberra, is Samuel lives in Canberra and he's come down two or three times from Canberra to Sydney when we're putting on functions. We're having a lunch today with our listeners at Liquidity Restaurant overlooking the water and beautiful food. That's at Roselle, and Samuel has come to Sydney, which is very nice of you, Samuel, to come and join us. Look forward to seeing you a little later in the day.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you too. Actually, I've got a funny little story about my trip to Chatswood.
Okay.
You remember last time I was up here for a function, I met you in Chatswood to catch the bus up to Terrigal?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's right, yes.
Yes. Well, to get to where the bus stopped, I had to walk from Westfield Chatswood to the train station, through the train station, across the road, and wait for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think I would know how to get from Chatswood Station to Westfield Chatswood. But no.
Wrong.
Mm, I have the memory like the proverbial opposite of an elephant.
Oh, dear.
Yes. I went... Not only did I completely forget about what the area should look like, I walked out the wrong side, walked down to the Pacific Highway pretty much, and then said... This doesn't look right. Walked back, walked down the wrong road again, walked all the way back until I found some police officers who could help me.
Yeah, don't feel too bad about it. I think Chatswood is no disrespect to anybody who lives in Chatswood. I think it's a fairly confusing place. People may want to disagree with me and you, but driving into and out of Chatswood is, I think, a bit of a problem, quite honestly. I've never done it successfully. And Parramatta's a bit the same. Parramatta's a bit of a dog's breakfast.
He'll be upsetting Graham now.
Oh, God, I haven't heard from him this morning. I won't now, yes.
Yeah. But this really is a beautiful city at night. And it's raining out the window here, so you're just seeing the rain many levels down just under the streetlights. It's quite spectacular.
But you're a funny fellow. You've come from Canberra to come to the lunch, and you're staying in a hotel here in Sydney, and you're up at this hour of the morning, 4:10, when, you know, I would have thought that you'd have been having a good night's sleep.
Well, I was. Then I woke up.
When did you wake up?
About 20 minutes ago.
And you won't be able to get back to sleep again?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, I sort of... I've been sort of intermittently awake during the night, and this time... Definitely, I'll be up.
Go for a bit of a jog around Chatswood Oval. No, don't do that because you won't be able to find it.
That's true. I'll turn up at the lunch a couple days late.
You'll end up at Bobbin Head.
Mm. But one thing I do have in this hotel that I don't have at home is Foxtel, so I was able to watch the NRL match earlier and listen to Stuart read out the scores.
All right, buddy. Well, make sure... How are you going to get to Roselle from Chatswood?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not in Chatswood at the moment. I'm in Darling Harbour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah. I'm not sure quite what I'm doing because I'm dropping into 2UE this morning to drop off a few things for a few people. And Kate, John Stanley's producer, she's on leave, but she's She's getting her assistant to give me a quick tour of the studio. And then from there, I'll have to find my way to Rozelle. Whether I do that by train or by taxi or what I do, I don't know.
I don't know. You're going to get there from Tiwi at Greenwich, get a train. Oh, I've no idea what to do. You work it out.
Well, that's what the concierge is here for, John.
That's quite right. All right, we'll see you a little later in the day.
All right, see you in about just under 6 hours.
Okay, thank you, Samuel. It's just 12 past 4.